Good evening. I'm Kerry Brower, the Director of Art and Programs and Chief Curator here at the Hirshhorn. I want to welcome you all tonight for an evening with the artist Haraki Sawa, and I'm glad you all could make it. I wanted to just take a moment to acknowledge the Stephen and Heather Mnuchin Foundation for its ongoing commitment to this Meet the Artist series. This is actually the third year we've been presenting Meet the Artist, and I think we've managed to bring some really terrific contemporary artists to town here, and we'll continue to do so in the future. And actually, because of Haraki's presence here tonight, I'd also like to thank the Lawrence A. Cohen Ringler Associates for their support of the Hirshhorn's Black Box Project. If you haven't seen it yet, most of you have if you're interested in Sawa's work, but it's on the lower level here, and Haraki Sawa's work was actually the first work that we've been presenting in the Black Box space, which is a space that's devoted to international emerging video artists that we hope to keep going all the time here at the museum. Which sort of leads me to sort of mention that, you know, we're all part of the Smithsonian here. The Hirshhorn's part of the Smithsonian, and so we receive, a quite a generous annual federal allocation from the Smithsonian, which basically allows us to keep the doors open. And I just wanted to mention that it's really the donors and the trustees and Hirshhorn's annual circle of members to the museum that really make programs like this one tonight, Meet the Artist and the Black Box Space, and even the major exhibitions such as Hiroshi Sugimoto that's upstairs on the second floor, possible. And so I would just invite your interest in the annual circle. There, I think, may have been some brochures available when you came in, and if not, I know they're available as you go out. So with your help, we can continue to do things like Meet the Artist and the major exhibitions that we do here at the museum. I wanted to just mention a couple upcoming events that I think you might find interesting. Michael Fried, who is one of the great art historians of our time and has been so influential in terms of his writings on contemporary art as well as older art forms, such as his book on Manet, will be talking about Hiroshi Sugimoto in a lecture entitled Sugimoto's Vision, which will be on Tuesday, March 21st at noon. And he'll be speaking not only about Hiroshi's work, but he'll be doing it in the context of Burton Hilleberscher, Jeff Wall, Thomas Roof, Andreas Gursky, and Thomas Demand, some of whom are in our collection here. We'll be presenting a Hirshhorn After Hours event on Thursday, March 30th. That will begin at 5:30. From 5:30 to 8:30, the galleries will be open here. We will have an event up in the Lerner Gallery by Richard Chartier and Taylor Dupree, who are internationally known sound artists, which we're looking forward to. And this is sort of in homage to Hiroshi Sugimoto's work. I'll give a tour at 6:30 that night of the Sugimoto installation. And then Hiroshi Sugimoto himself will be performing as Benshi, that is a kind of interpreter of a silent movie, which was done by Kenji Mezuguchi, that will be playing that evening in our auditorium. And it's a very, for those of you who are film aficionados, this is a very rare film called The Water Magician, which I've never had the opportunity of seeing, and I'm looking forward to it. So Hiroshi will actually introduce the film, and then he will actually have some comments after the film as well. And the next several Meet the Artist events are also extremely interesting. Jonas Mikas, again, for those of you interested in film, will be here on Thursday, May 11th at 7 p.m., and he will be talking about his work. He, of course, was one of the central figures in the development of the avant-garde in New York, and anyone who's interested in avant-garde and independent cinema, I think, would enjoy listening to this lecture. We will also be presenting, by the way, Jonas Mikas's films on May 4th and May 5th in the evening, several films, so please keep that in mind. Our artist tonight, Haruki Sawa, was born in Ishikawa, Japan in 1977, although he lives now and works in London. And as you'll see, I think you'll pretty much see where he lives in London, since so many of the films take place in his flat. And he has a master's degree from the Slade School of Fine Art, which is, of course, based in London. He's exhibited around the world. He's had exhibitions in Tokyo, in New York, in Los Angeles. As I mentioned, he's the first artist to basically inaugurate our black box space down here on the lower level. And actually, I should take a moment to actually thank the James Cohen Gallery for helping us with this particular presentation tonight and with Sawa's work in general, particularly Ginger Cofield, who's here tonight, and Arthur Solway, who's here also. I want to thank them for their help with this. Haruki Sawa's most recent presentations, I think, have been at the First Sight Gallery in Essex, England, in March, and then he will also be at the James Cohen Gallery this April with a solo exhibition. During 2005, rather, he was part of the Yokohama Triennial and also the Biennial in Valencia. And I know he's been included in other exhibitions as well. I happen to see his work at the Hammer Museum in Los Angeles, and he's also shown at the St. Louis Art Museum. In 2004, he was commissioned to create video works for the Hayward Gallery, and as also that year, he created he did a residency, actually, at Video One in Tel Aviv. Speaking with Haruki Sawa tonight will be our associate curator, Kelly Gordon. Kelly has been on the staff for some time and emphasizes in her work film and video, not only in terms of our permanent collection and what we do upstairs in the galleries, but also the film series that she does here very often in this auditorium. She worked on the retrospective of Douglas Gordon a couple years ago here, a wonderful exhibition, and also has managed to create these very special events for the museum, such as 24-hour access, 24-hour psycho, in which the museum was open for 24 hours, the length of Douglas Gordon's piece, as well as more recently a work called Cosmic Drift, in which we invited the psychedelic light show artist Joshua White to come and perform on the plaza until 2 a.m. here at the Hirshhorn. Kelly's been remarkable in getting these kinds of wonderful projects, which seem to hover somewhere between a great art event and an educational experience, into the museum. And more recently, she actually curated an exhibition of Janet Cardiff's work called Words Drawn in Water, which I'm pleased to say is actually in our collection. I'm also pleased to say that the piece Dwelling by Haruki Sawa has also entered our collection recently, and so now we are the proud owners of one of your work, Haruki, and which pleases me a great deal. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome to the stage Haruki Sawa and Kelly Gordon.
The first thing I wanted to ask you is, in what ways your video work relates to your earlier work in sculpture?
Oh, well, my sculpture, because people have seen my work mainly video work, but I studied sculpture when I was in Slade School in London, also my BA in University of East London, and what I'm going to show today is my old sculpture, or can I say sculpture? It's sculpture work from 1997 to 2000. This is the title of this work, it's Moon, and well.
Can you explain how this operates?
Well, it's there's a track around this object in the middle. I can show this. There's a car, the car on the truck with the fluorescent tube light, and there's a bicycle side of the truck, and the people have to get on the bicycle and then generate the electricity, and then once there's a dynamo on the bicycle, and people have to pedal it, and then once people generate the electricity goes to the metal rail on the truck, and then the car starts moving. And it's supposed to be in the dark, so the kind of car with fluorescent tube light kind of turning around and changing the color, and not color, the shadow on the object in the middle. And
what's the scale of central pieces?
It's about 1.20 meters. The white stuff is, and the truck itself is 3.30 meters diameter.
And are they solid, or what is?
It's made out from paper with a wooden frame. It's really light. It's a bit fragile. Yeah. This is what I've done when I was in BA first year. And the next work is called The Sum. And I made a huge, not huge, 2.80 meters diameter sphere. And it's about that big, and that's me. You can see how big this sphere is. And then there's a hole on the side. And the people to put the head in. And then there's a small hole on the side of the sphere to get sunlight into the sphere. And this is the inside. I cheated, but I should get the sunlight. So the light should be the white, not red. But I used the laser pointer because of London.
There was no sun.
It's really cloudy, so I couldn't get sunlight. So I had to use a laser pointer instead. And the work is about watching the reflection of beam of sunlight. This is the work about.
And the external surface, what is the sphere made out of?
It's made out of resin and fiberglass. So it's really solid. It was really heavy. Then next work is called Sky. It's a... how can I say?
Contraption.
It's... I made a wall with two frames on the side, and using two projectors and one Super 8 film. And the image on the top bit is two projectors, and one then in the middle it's superimposed, so you get the brighter image, brighter part. And I was projecting the slide, the photograph of sky. So the blue image is sky, and then bottom image is F.
Is the blue image actual sky?
It is.
What's the source of that?
It's the actual sky.
From your apartment?
From my apartment. So it's these photos you can't really see, but it keeps changing. I used the timer to change the slide. So sometimes you see small airplanes or some vapor trail or cloud. So then you would realize that's the sky. Yeah, I made in 1999. And the next work is called Trail. I've got video work called Trail, but this isn't. This is sculpture work.
First.
And I named it again to my video work, but it doesn't have a relation. Well, what I did for this work was piling up 120 boxes up to the ceiling. And there's a cardboard boxes. And there's a one cardboard box on the floor to people to pick up. And there's a window here. And in the window, there's a Super 8 projector inside of cardboard and projecting an image of a vapor trail like this. But to operate this work, people have to pick up the box and see like this. And then there's a remote control switch underneath the box, and there's a receiver inside the box. So once people pick up the box, the old projector start working, and then if you get tired and put the box on, everything stops.
So all of the first sculptures, even though they're sculpture, had this other dimension, mm-hmm. one that relates sort of to the physical universe, actual lighting, and then created lighting effects. Mm-hmm. And space, and then also some movement, usually that the viewer had to
create some.
And how did you move from that into actual video work where it's moving? And when you develop these video works, do you use storyboard or sketches or notes, or how do those works come about? How did the transition from this to the next phase come?
From next phase, yeah. After I made this trail, this work, I had a year off from school. The trail was my final piece at my BA, and I had 1 year off from school before going to Slade School. And that 1 year I started taking, because I didn't have a studio after I left school. I didn't have a studio to work. So I kind of grabbed my camera and then go out and start taking photo of airplanes and collecting it for nothing but as a sketch.
Were you always interested in airplanes or airports? Or?
Yeah, I do. I did, actually. Because my when I was a kid, say like 5, 6 years old, my grandmom always took me to the airport to see the airplanes. So I loved airplanes. That's why I used the airplane a lot for my video. And say so. Yeah, these are collection of my airplanes. See, it's cloudy. It's a nice day.
But how did you get from that to actual moving?
Moving image. Well, I had that at the end of 2000, the year 2000, I had a chance to work with computer to make some animation for my friends. Before that, I knew how to use computer, but I didn't really use for my works. But yeah, so I had a chance to use computer to make some moving image. Then that's the time I start making video or movies.
But for your movies, did you write out what they would be in terms of notes or in terms of a story? What does your sketchbook look like, or what's in the studio that we don't see, that we don't know about?
Well, basically, I don't really have a sketchbook. I just start from computer. But I've got idea in my head, but I don't really write or I don't really sketch, but I collect the photos and making something on a computer. And what I can show you now is the first video, first movie. It's kind of sketch. I've never shown this work before, but this is a sketch for the dueling. So I did this short clip before I start making dueling. And so you know that it wasn't enough distance to fly, and it wasn't enough distance to take off, and then the airplane moves too fast. So then I knew that I need to learn, because before that I didn't know anything about movies or films at all. I didn't know how to use computer program or anything. So after this movie, I kind of learned myself to make a video. So this is how, and then I still work with this way, so I make short clip fast, like a lot of short clip, and then see how it's going to be, how it's going to look like. Then if I like it, I just carry on making, or if I don't, I just throw that way, delete it. So then I move to the video, making videos from scratch.
Is there anybody in the audience who has not seen Dwelling in our black box space? I believe it will be on when we leave, so.
Yeah.
This is a still from that work.
Yeah, so because this work, the Dwelling is in black box, so I just grabbed this shot from Dwelling. So, because you can see it, black box. Just the airplane cruising around my flat. And for 9 minutes. It's nice. It's nice to watch. It's quite, you can enjoy, I think. And just the number of airplanes increasing, and there is some vapor trail on the ceiling. Can you see the white line? That's the vapor trail from airplanes.
And one of the works that isn't in the black box is Sputter. But we thought, for those of you who haven't seen Dwelling, and for many of you who haven't seen Sputter, we would show you this for a few minutes.
Then this is after I made the Dwelling. I did this work called Spotter in 2003. And this is 7 minutes 40 long. And this is the one. I know that sound. People at in Heathrow Airport, there's a kind of bridge called the viewing spectator area, and there are people watching airplane from morning to the afternoon, evening, just watching airplanes, and they don't leave. They are airplane spotters. I think they love airplane, and like
change spotters.
Yeah. I always go there to see the airplanes. It's really nice.
And how did you happen to decide to keep it all in black and white at this point?
Well, I think if I made it in color, I think the image was going to be too realistic, which I don't really like. It is real. So if I make it too real and then become a bit fake. So to make it real, I made it black and white, like unreal. Sorry, the image isn't clear enough because of my computer isn't powerful. So, but if I can exhibit this work, you will see a bit more clear image. You know, I always go to airport to photograph, but they don't really.
Is it hard? It's hard to photograph in airports now, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
a little bit.
But that time when I was there,
this was before 9/11, so you could shoot more.
So, but they don't really take photos; they just watch it.
They're not waiting for anyone.
No,
just the planes.
Just planes, and they checking the time as like a train spotter. They checking time and receiving from the control tower and airplane talkings. But yeah, it's
And the sound for this, what was the source for the sound? Did you take it on site or did you create it after?
I took it off. The side, the sound of airplanes, and then add it to the movie. Somehow I felt I made this movie. I was curious what those people, the spotters, see. When you go to see the airplanes in the airport, I think you would see the figure of the airplane, but at the same time, you can imagine that airplane come from somewhere far, and then come to you. And once they took off, then, I don't know how to explain, but it's interesting to see an airplane and at the airport. You feel something
special.
Something
imaginary.
Special.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here they are with the.
That's horrible.
That's going to date your work.
Yeah, when I made this, the Concorde was was still in operation, I think.
Maybe the last year?
Yeah, I think they finished service in 2003. Wasn't it? 3 years ago, I think. But you can still see a Concorde in Heathrow. People waving. That's the end.
And at the same time you were developing those works, you were also at work on other things around the apartment.
Yeah. And yeah.
You tell me you have a special relationship with the washing machine, so maybe when you show this this still, you can describe that a little. These are just some stills from works that are in the black box.
Again, this work has been shown at the black box, so I just took still.
And what are the sources for the images that are incorporated into this, in these scenes of your apartment?
Sorry.
What are the sources for the inspirations for the figures and the...
Oh, that's the...
They weren't at the airport.
No. I took from book, Edward Muybridge book, and I scanned it and took background of and animate and made them walk. So basically this work is about people walking, small people walking around in my flat. And the idea of this work was from when I was 10 years old or something. I didn't tell Amo, yeah. When I was 10 years old, I had a flu and I had to stay at my house in Japan. I didn't go to school because of flu. I felt dizzy and slept in the bed. And then that was autumn time, so people the student always go to the long walk, and I saw really long line of people, and that is migration, big migration.
So they're all going to school, that was the first?
Yeah, no, for the long walk.
For the long walk for migration for the fall.
Yeah, well, so that's the, and then I saw that's people migrating from one place to another. So, and then I remember that seeing a lot, and so I used it.
But in migration, there's also a washing machine, your washing machine.
My washing machine. The washing machine, yeah. I always, daydream things. Yeah, I to get those ideas,
You told me that you'd like to watch the cycle of
in the
washing machine of the changes that go there as a little drama in and of itself. And I know in this video there is you focus on the washing machine at one point, and then in these two, the first in we had migration, yeah.
Well,
more of migration. we lost the washing machine.
But washing machine. No, that's for something else.
Okay. I know we'll see it later.
Yeah. Sorry, but the story was I love to get those ideas, I just get ideas from my life, just daily life. And then, for example, I love watching watching airplane as well as watching washing machine. Because if you see the washing machine for 80 minutes, 90 minutes, you see there's some kind of drama inside. Sometimes it spins really fast, and it, sometimes it slows it down a bit. And then towards the end, you see kind of washing really hard, and then at the end, it spins a lot to dry the clothes. And but you see those dramas in daily life, so that's why what I'm trying to say is the idea for all my work is from my life, daily life. So yeah, that's the story of washing machine and airport and airplanes for everything. So yeah, I did this after Spotter. I worked for this migration after the Spotter, and then I made elsewhere. This is also in the black box, so I just grabbed this still image. Then the image, the work, the video is about the domestic object walking around my flat. It stands up and start walking and then moving around. So this is still like this. You can see in the black box. So, when I made this work, actually, I moved from my old flat where I made the dwelling to new flat, and this time.
Sorry. Keep going. I think it's this side. You're okay.
It's not
your cell phone.
No, my cell phone.
It's gonna walk away.
Yeah. So when I made this work, I lived in basement flat, and that flat didn't have a window. So yeah, and I stayed there for ages, say like 5-6 a week without going out. And then that time I start thinking about outside, because I couldn't see what's going on outside. And once I go out, I start thinking about inside. Because it might change those objects might start walking and moving around. I just imagine that, but that's how I made this work. Because that kind of inside and outside, where you can't see the places. Yeah, this is the gravel migrate elsewhere.
And this is a different type of work, airliner. Can you explain what we're about to see?
After I made the airliner, elsewhere, I wanted to make some work without kind of narrative sense or story, like. So I made this work called Airliner in 2003. It's 3 minutes loop, and this is how I showed work at the space. It's like basically the work is flip. You can see the movie after this photo, but it's about the flip book, like this flip book of airplane. So I wanted to show like flip book.
A flip book, yeah.
Yeah, flip books like and this is the work. Yeah, this is flip book, but never ends.
And can you talk a little bit? Ooh, yeah. Will you talk a little bit about your commissions that you did for the Hayward Gallery, which follow this?
Okay. Then, after I made the airliner, I stuck in my work and I couldn't make any work. So, but then I had a commission. That time I had a commission work from Hayward Gallery public program, and I had the opportunity to work with kids, 8 years old. I think it's elementary school.
Yeah, elementary. Mm.
And I did, the workshop was about making flying machine. So I asked kids to, in the morning, I asked kids to draw imaginative flying, or their flying machine. So they drew those flying machine. And these are flying machines they kind of created. And in the afternoon, I asked them to create the object. Like, this is a rocket she made, and he's got small rocket, and I think this is the flying car, and this is flying staircase. Actually, this is flying staircase, and he drew this flying staircase, and she made a flying bus. And the end of the day, I filmed those objects and then brought back to my studio and made animation with those flying machines, their flying machine.
But you also asked the kids where to...
And then I asked them where, if they put those flying machines, then where, which place they, places where they want to go. So then some of them said space, out of Earth, or not any particular place, or amusement.
Amusement park.
So I brought those places into my animation, and also me can put those flying machine in the movie. And this is the movie I made. It's called In Here. Inside washing machine became space. That's right. is not any particular place in the kitchen top. This is a new one.
For this commission, then you also did a work of your own, but your work has changed after that experience. So can you show us what you created also for this commission?
For this commission?
Yeah, some part of.
Well, after the, it's not same.
It was at the same time?
It was the same time, but I had, at the same time, I had another commission from Hayward. Different department, and commission work for the Bloomberg London and Hayward Gallery. And I made a work called Going Places, Sitting Down. And this is the installation shot of the work. It's triptych video projection. And well, it's about the work is about the rocking horse and going places.
But now we have color, and with the triptych, you're moving out back into a sculptural space in a way.
Yeah. So this is how the installation going to be, and I can show you the going places, but it has to have a three monitor. But I put it all in one. So the image isn't clear enough. So after this show, after this movie, I can show the all detail, couple of details movie.
Yeah, let's see the details. Cause
details.
Because I don't know, well, they can see. Yeah. This is the central panel of the triptych?
Yeah, this is the central panel, and then there's another two panel on the side. To show this work at the James Cohan Gallery in New York next month. So it's going to be better quality, and you can see those details. But I've got a couple now, so. I'll stop this movie now. and change it to the detail. This is the part of this instance, the movie. A looking horse kind of traveling around. I like the idea of traveling but without moving, just going somewhere in your imagination. That's the idea. The locking horse is for that purpose. You sat down on a locking horse and sing.
The rocking horse transports you with the movement and in your imagination. Do you create the sound yourself? Where does the sound come from?
It's for this work, I asked my girlfriend, she works with sound, too. And yeah, I asked my girlfriend to do it. And so I didn't do the sound. But because I wanted to have some kind of music, not like just sound for this work. And so she had, I went to my, to make this work, I went to the house in Bath, in England, which is my friend's parents' house. And because that was really beautiful, Georgian house. And they had, those parents had a huge music box. So she, my girlfriend, recorded the music box they've got and just changed, cut things off and edit. That's how she made this soundtrack. Thank you. again for this work. I didn't have a storyboard or any plan. I just went to their house and filmed there, and then wrote back to my studio and then think. I just start thinking what this fluffy carpet can be. So I thought, well, it's good to be this snowfield. So I just made it into snowfield. So that's how I work.
Well, it also seems that at this time, you're moving into the triptych, so you're going back into a sculpture space.
Yeah.
And there are other works at the same time, but you're going back into your more sculptural. Could we see some of those?
I start thinking this space and movie again. And this is kind of the work I made for the space. I work with the space. It's called Between. It's a vertical triptych monitor. And so I had three plasma screens, then placed in vertical. And this is the work. It's about the world in between floor and ceiling. I just made up some world in between those two. So this is the image of ceiling, and that's the image of floor. The middle part is the animation I made. I just imagine there's a small bird living that bird.
There's small birds living in the floorboards.
In the floorboards, yeah.
Shooting it side mix.
Yeah. So it has a lighting on the surface. that's how I shown this work.
Then with some of the works, like the ones that we have in Black Box, are also moving them into different, more sculptural spaces in this kind of configuration.
Yeah, like this work, like this, this image is for the plan for the one exhibition in Taiwan last year. And I had one space for two work, so I kind of planned having two images. One is on a bit lower, and then the other one is a bit higher. And this is the installation shot I did. So recently, I start working with movies and also space to create some. It's not quite going back to my sculpture work because I've been still thinking.
Well, it's more space than a solid object that you began with.
Yeah, so
it's become more environmental.
Yeah. Like this, or this is another plan for the trail last year in Yokohama Trinario, and this is the installation shot. It's this. I asked them to make a ceiling bit lower down to the top of the image, like this. Oh, this exhibition is now on in Japan, and I had a projection on the floor and one work in it. And a couple of works in this wall.
And then Blue Floor people saw as they were coming in tonight. So you have
just
a still from Blue Floor.
Yeah, this is the still from Blue Floor, what you saw when you came to this space. So when I was making a bitwinker. So after Bitwin, I made the Blue Floor, which is last year, and that this is the one you saw when you came to this auditorium. And this work was for the, again, my girlfriend, she had a performance in London, so I made a movie for her performance.
And then there's 8 minutes, which is in the black box.
In the black box.
These are some stills from
the eight minutes. You can see in the black box.
And then Trail.
Trail is also in
the black box.
I made this presentation in chronological way.
Yes.
So you see how things, how I made.
And where does the camel come from in your imagination?
Yeah, when I.
I know there are lots of sources.
Yeah, there are a lot of sources. So,
there's a book cover.
There's a book cover from, it's called, this is my favorite book. He's Japanese author, kind of 60s. And it's the title, this book called Kabe in Japanese, and the wall is in English. And there's a story, it's kind of fiction, a bit weird, 60s novel. And the story is about a lot of things. It's really surreal. And really 60s.
But there's a quote, there are a couple quotes in this book that yeah. are very close to what to your
my work.
Approach.
Yeah, which is the this quote. I took this sentence from out from the wall, this novel, and another one is the like this kind of story. So. It's hard. Well,
and it seems that some of your other sources are wherever you go in the world, you're always taking photographs.
Yeah, so I took photos a lot too, like this.
And these are sketches in a way too in your mind.
Yeah, again, so still
collecting material.
I've been still collecting material, visual sources, like Mount Fuji with a lot of cables. And the beautiful landscape, and again, and also the camel. Because I had the opportunity, I had a chance to go to Israel 2004, and that was for the artist in residency, so I stayed there for almost a month to stay there and then work. And also, I had a chance to see camel in the desert. That was really nice. So that's how I get source of my work. I just see the camel, and then, but I didn't use that camel that time, but somehow after I digest, or after I had a couple of experience in my life, that time I'm digesting myself, and then start seeing camel in my flat, and I just visualize. So, yeah, this is another visual source from Israel. And donkey, and ostrich. And this is where I stayed in Israel. It was a really nice experience to have.
And while you were there, did you you created a work as well?
Yeah, I did. These are all photos of Israel. And when I was there, I made one work. It's called Passerby 2004. And this is the work. It's not quite finished, though. I haven't shown this work yet because it's more, for me, it's more like a sketch again from Israel. But I had to make it.
to fulfill the residency.
Yeah, for the residency. Just a long airplane flying and then crossing the spaces.
What impressed you most during your time in this residency? Mm-hmm. You said that there were shadows and sunlight and the desert and different things that combined that we will probably see in your future work as well. And yeah. I wanted to ask you, your own apartment has played such a large role in your work.
Yeah.
And can we have a peek?
Yeah. This is my airplane collection, the model of airplane collection. I see this every day and think about things. These are all toys I've got. And also poster of airplane wing. Each companies, and this is my old flat where I made elsewhere. And there wasn't any window. Actually, there's a small window here.
That's the earlier blue window that
we
saw.
Yeah, that's the only window, and the other it's just the wall around me. So I get those, I get the idea from this kind of environment.
And I know you have a show coming up actually in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then next month.
2 weeks.
So can you show us right now what you're working on that's the work in progress?
Yeah, and this is where I'm working right now. That's my studio, and this is my new work I'm working on. It's like a sketch I did for every work. It's drawing things, and the drawings start moving. And also, for this work, I asked my friends to make music. And I want to do something new for this work, so he's basically DJ.
And for hip hop, right?
For hip hop DJ, but I asked him if he can make some sound like music, because he normally could make music, but for this time he kind of experienced it.
Does he see the visual first, or you just go and describe to him what you're after, and then you take what he makes to put with yours?
I explain fast and just get the sound source.
So he hasn't seen.
Yeah, this is what I'm working.
Inspirations come from the natural world.
Or everywhere.
And everywhere you go and travel.
Yeah.
Mostly captured with photography or in your mind as a memory. Mm-hmm. And that you mentioned Muybridge as an inspiration, but also even more other things that you see or you read or you collect.
Yeah.
And you mentioned there's a special quote that also has meant a lot to you.
Yeah.
And your work. And you promised you'd share that with us too in the final visual.
I like this sentence. It's not explain my work much, but I somehow I like it.